So I just wanted to go back to one thing that we skipped over in terms of, we said Shiur and Chatzitz and Mechitz and Alech al-Moshe Mi-Sinai. One of the things was they were discussing what are all of the Shiurim that we learn out from the Pasuk of Eretz Chitu, Sa'ora, V'Gefen, Masein, Rimon, right, etc., etc. So the Gemara mentioned in passing this din that we learn out from Chita. Where does it start from? Right, on the bottom of Hayam and Beis. It says, Nemar Chita Labayas Hamanuga. Right, so let's say you're in a house that has tzaras. So the Tanan, as he quotes the Mishnah, Hanichnas Labayas Hamanuga V'Kelov Al K'defa V'Sandola V'Tabosa B'Yado Hu V'Hein Tamei Miyad Hayalovush Kelov V'Sandola V'Ragla V'Tabosa B'Tzposa Hu Tamei Miyad V'Hein Tahorin Ad She'Yishe B'Kdei Achilas Pras. So the special din in Hilchos Tum and Tara, that in order for the kelim that you're wearing to become Tamei, you have to hang around inside the Bayis HaMenuga, the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. So now we have to figure out how long is the Shir of Kedei Achilas Pras. So first of all, the Gemara says, Pas Chitin Velo Pas Seorin. So we're talking about wheat bread, not barley bread. And Mesei V'Ocha B'Liftan. And it has to be where you are leaning, you're doing haseba, and you're eating them with liftan. How would you define liftan? Chumas, I don't know, something like that. Like something which is a dip or a sandwich with a spread. What do they call it? A bagel with a shmir, right? So you're having your accoutrements that accompany the bread. So it's basically, I guess I would define that as casual eating, right? Rashi over here, the Divrei Maaseh Pas Chitin says, Shehiyasa Mu'etes Mishel Sa'orin. That it takes shorter to eat Pas Chitin than it does to eat Pas Sa'orin. And Meisev, Hainu Derech Achila, Mishu Meisev Hu Asuk Be'achila Ve'inu Torud B'Dvar Macher. So it's actually interesting that it sounds from Rashi that when you're Meisev, you're eating more quickly than when you're not Meisev. But on the other hand, you use a Lashon Ocha B'Liftan. So I'm not exactly sure what to do with that line. Pashtus, you could say, and I think this is what the Minchas Chinuch is mashma, is that if you're eating it with lefes, so it goes down smoother. So it's a little bit of a quicker eating than if you're eating it without liftan. But you could easily argue the opposite way as well, that ocha beliftan means that you're enjoying it more. You're eating it with some type of a spread, so you're enjoying the flavor in addition to the sustenance that the bread provides. And thus, it could be a more casual, smooth eating that you're enjoying the taste of. So it's unclear. But l'maisa, at the end of the day, the shir of kedei achilas pras is determined by pas chitin, which is eaten more quickly than pas seorin, which in general, the Gemara always connotes that seorin is a rougher, more difficult food to consume. Right, that's the whole, who's that? Arizal says it, that the difference between the Sa'orin, which is Michael Behema, that the Omer is brought from, versus the Shtei Alechem, which is Chitin. Is that the Arizal? Everybody's into that vort. You know, the Shlach Kodesh? I don't know. One of the major, that style, Meforshim. Right, somebody very holy definitely says it. And you know, the whole, so Pas Chitin is more of the commonly eaten bread, you know, than Pas Sa'orin. So it's consumed at a quicker pace. And that's what we learn out from the word chita. That's what we learn out from chita, or the question is maybe it's just an asmach tabalma. Okay. So either way, that's the basic idea of kedei achilas pras, that if you stay in the Bayis HaMenuga long enough, then what you're wearing is going to become tamei, but only the shir kedei achilas pras. So the question is, how much is a pras? I don't know if you remember, we did that in Ksuvis a little bit last year. Wasn't a major ksuvas topic, but what was it, at the end of the fourth parak? I don't even remember where it was. It came up in terms of mazon shtei seudos. The Gemara was discussing how much is mazon shtei seudos, and they were cheshbening back and forth, how much is a pras, right? So the ikar sugi is not known as a sugi in ksuvas, it's known as a sugi in erivin on pei beis and beis, in terms of how much is a pras, and based on that Gemara, and there's a whole big cheshben back, The diukim in the Gemara is not our topic for now, but it leads to a machlokis rishonim, how much is a pras that we say the time is kedei achilas pras. So there's Rashi in Maseches Yuma on Daf Peyam at Beis, Divrei Maaseh Chatzi Pras, holds that a pras is four beitzim, right? And that's also the opinion of Tosfos in Maseches Erevin, that same sugi, but a daf later, on Pei Gimel Amid Beis. And they both say that a pras is four beitzim. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Aser, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, in Perek Beis Halacha Dalid, and the Rashba is in the Sefer Torah Sabayis. I saw it quoted by the Beis Yosef. I didn't check it in the actual Torah Sabayis. The Rashba holds that a pras is only three beitzim. The Rashba quotes both shitas, but he rejects the shita of Rashi and Tosfos, and he accepts the shita of the Rambam that it's three beitzim. And halacha lemaisa, if you look in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Or HaChaim, Siman Tav Reish Yud Beis, halacha dalid or sif dalid. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes both dais, right? He doesn't pass in the machlokas. So the Mishnah Berurah there in Sivkat Ches says, now that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to be convinced one way or the other, so you have to be machmir by deraisas, and you can be makel under abundance. Now, as we know, being machmir on deraisas and makel under abundance goes both ways. Meaning, what does it mean to be machmir on deraisas? So on one end, you say, when I'm eating a mitzvah deraisa to eat, like a kezias on Leil Pesach, so I'm going to have to assume that a pras is only three beitzim, and I'm going to have to eat the kezias in the time that it takes to eat three beitzim. Right? Whereas if I'm eating on Yom Kippur, pachas pachas mikashir, I'm going to have to assume that a pras is four beitzim, and I'm going to have to wait the longer period of time. That's what it means to be machmir, meaning if you're talking about how long has passed in order that it should be mutter for me to eat again because it's not toch de achilas pras, then you have to assume that a pras is more. Whereas if you're trying to finish a kezias, toch kedei achilas pras, for a din d'oraisa, so then you have to assume that a pras is less. So you assume then it's three beitzim. Mashenkin, let's say achilas morer b'zman hazeh, it's only midi rabbanan, so then you can eat the kezias of morer, toch kedei achilas pras, that you assume is four beitzim, and let's say there's a whole shaila already, but what is it? It's machlokes achronim, I think Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Noda Behuda. Maybe Rabbi Kiva and the Chasam Sofer, I forgot already, whether or not there is an inyan of doing pachas pachas mikashir on Yom Kippur to begin with. On Tisha B'Av to begin with. You ever heard that discussion? I don't know. It's a machlokes achronim, whether or not you even do pachas pachas mikashir on Tisha B'Av. Let's pretend you do. And let's also pretend that Tisha B'Av is midrabanan. So we're pretending two things which are not, you know, we're assuming two facts that are not necessarily in evidence. But the point is that if you were doing that on Tisha B'Av, then you would have the right to take the lesser shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, and you could eat less, you know, in the time that it takes to consume three beitzim, not four beitzim in that regard. Okay, so what does that translate to? So, you know, in the modern day postgame, you get everything. I'm saying anywhere really between 2 and 9 minutes is the Achilas Pras. You know, so you really, it's hard to say. So I guess for derises, you know,
2 and 9.
I think it gets as little as 2 and as much as 9. So, you know, you have to, for Isurim, you should certainly be machmir. If you're dealing with an Isur Daraisa, let's say for some reason somebody has to eat Nevela. You know, for medical purposes, they have to eat. I feel like there's no such thing, but and I have an example. My niece, when she was a baby, she was allergic to every type of milk. Literally, she couldn't nurse, she couldn't drink any kind of formula, she couldn't have the soy formula. The only type of formula that she could drink was pig's milk. So let's pretend that she wasn't a baby, and let's pretend that, you know, it was, you know, she was a bas mitzvah. So then you're talking about drinking pig's milk, so that would be an issur d'oraisa, so maybe you could, you know, I don't know. If there would be some situation where you'd have to do that, so you could try to have a revius in more than kedei achilas pras, you know, so that it's not considered a real achila. I don't know. I'm not sure if that even applies. Now that I thought of it, I'm realizing it doesn't really. All right, I can't think of any cases, Lamaisa. Anyway, so okay. Fine. So in terms of this, you know, I've probably told you this a bunch of times already, but it's one of my favorite pet peeves, so I'll tell you again. You know, I told you that vart with eating a kezias too fast. Did I ever tell you that?
I think you said it.
Yeah, that's in the stomach. I said it more than once. But there's a very famous hanhaga that most B'nai Torah have on Leil Pesach to try to eat a kezias of matzah that's really, really, really big and to try to eat it in a really, really, really short time. preferably swallowing two kezesim in the Beis Abli at one time to be yotze all the chumras in the world. So some of those things are more viable than others. Meaning, if you just do the math in terms of kedei achilas pras versus kezias, so it's never going to make sense to do that. It's never going to make sense to do that. Why? For the following reason. It's just basic math. Let's say we assume that the halacha is that a pras is a shorter amount of time. So how many beitzim is a pras?
Three.
How many kezesim are in one beitza? So that's a nachamach logis rishonim. That's two or three. Right? So there's either two kezesim in a beitza or three kezesim in a beitza. So if you're super machmir, and you say that there are only two kezesim in a beitza, and you say there are only three beitzim in a pras, how much time do you have to eat one kezias of matzah? The amount of time it would eat to eat six kezesim of, let's say, pas chitin, meisei v'ocha b'liftan. So you'd have the amount of time it would take you if you were eating challah with some chumas to eat six kezesim, that's how much time you have to eat one kezias of matzah. You hear what I'm saying? Now let's take the opposite extreme. Let's say, again, how much time do you have to eat one kezias? Kedei achilas pras. How big is a pras? What? Let's say three beitzim. So that's six kezesim if you're very machmir. Again, that's being toe-faced both chumras.
You have six kezesim time to eat one kezias.
Right. So you'll argue, okay.
That's the most machmir
you could possibly be. Correct. Let's try it. So you'll argue, no, but it's six kezesim of bread, not six kezesim of matzah. So, okay, maybe that cuts your time in half. So you have the amount of time to eat one kezias that it would take the average person to eat three kezesim. Basically, you have to be trying to miss it in order to miss it. You know, like, it's not, you don't have to eat like a chayat in order to make the shear.
Every new kezias, you get a new kezias pras.
What do you mean, in terms of, let's say you want to eat two kezesim for motzi matzah? So let's assume now that's not so. Even though mistama, you know, the first kezias is all you really have to worry about to be yotzei the mitzvah, just in terms of enos and mitzvahs, chavilas, whatever, you want to be yotzei two kezesim there, l'chumra. So you're mosif another chumra of eating two kezesim for motzi matzah. So let's say you're super machmir, and you want to say that you have to eat two kezesim of matzah in the amount of time it would eat to eat six kezesim of bread. Again, not something which is difficult to do. You hear what I'm saying? So, and let's cut the time in half, matzah, bread to matzah. So you have the amount of time it takes to eat two kezesim to eat three kezesim. You know, you have to eat two kezesim and the amount of time it would take to eat three kezesim. So again, not something which is difficult to accomplish unless you're dafka trying to miss it. So as long as you're not trying to eat, you know, particularly slowly and take a lot of breaks, so then there's no way you'll miss the time period. Let's take the opposite extreme. Let's take the kulas all around. So kulas all around is the pras is four beitzim. A kezias, there's three kezesim in a beitza. So now you have as much time as it would take to eat, what is it, 12? 12 kezesim, that's how long you have to eat one kezias, right? Or two, right? So you have to somehow figure out a way to eat so slowly that you can't consume a kezias in the amount of time it takes to eat 12 kezesim. Right? So it's very, you know, it's just not kedai to eat more quickly than a normal person would. You know, especially in terms of you getting problems of, you know, it's lav derech achila when you're stuffing it down and it's, you know, so you get into all kinds of issues and just stam, it's a big turnoff to everybody else at the Seder when they see you eating that way. You know, and that's a you know, simple ha'ara that many have observed is that a lot of times the women get very turned off by that. You ever notice that? That like your mother or your aunt or whatever, they see you, the yeshiva bacher, they're sitting and they're like, you know, like, and they're like, oh, I can't do that. If that's really what the halacha requires, I'll take a crumb of the outs, you know. So they would have eaten a normal kezias at a normal pace, but instead they had such a chalisha sadas from watching all the Bnei Torah, so they just decided they're not going to eat anything. You know, it's not for women anyway. You know, that's what they'll say. But I said we know that they have to eat a kezias matzah, just like we have to eat a kezias matzah. So it's it could sometimes be a big turnoff, and lav dafka only for the women. You know, so So it's not a worthwhile chumrah to dafka try to eat quickly, no matter how you slice it, right? So, okay. Where did I hear this from? Somebody told me. I don't remember who it was. Somebody told me that when they were in Boston for the Leila Seder, their Barav Soloveitchik, so they said, what did he do? So he just ate matzah for whatever, 7-9 minutes straight. He didn't eat quickly, but he ate the entire shear of Kedei Achilas Pras according to the most machmer opinion. So that's being super machmer. I mean, Lemaisa, he probably ended up consuming up to 12 kizasim. But he basically said, the cheshbon is, if you hold Kedei Achilas Pras only 2 minutes, you then hold that a kezais is like nothing, because that's 3 beitzim in 2 minutes, right? If you hold that it's 9 minutes, okay, so maybe your kezais is a little bigger, right? So maybe your beitz is going to be a little bigger, and it takes a little longer to eat it. But there's no way you can have a huge kezais and a small shear for kedei achilas pras, because it's haba hatalia. So that's so they said that he ate matzah straight for a certain amount. Whatever he held Kedei Achilas Pras was, he ate matzah from the beginning of that period of time till the end of that period of time, but in a normal way. Because, again, there's no inyan to try to eat in a superhuman fashion. Okay, whatever. That's just one of my more favorite things to mention. Anyway, there's a very famous Minchas Chinuch who discusses an important topic, Halacha L'maisa. The way Rav Shechter told it over to us is that he said the Minchas Chinuch is very excited about this. This was something he was waiting to talk about the whole time. So he's thinking, when can I get this into my sefer? Says, well, what's the first mitzvah? Periyah v'riviyah, it doesn't apply. So he says, what's the second mitzvah? Bris Milah, I still can't get it in there. So he says, third one, Gidah Nasha. Okay, Gidah Nasha, I'll at least mention it, and then I'll throw it in there where it really belongs in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, you know, where it's the Hilchos Yom Kippur, where they discuss the issue of eating Tok Kedei Achilas Pras. So in mitzvah, it happens to be, he does mention it, I think, in the third mitzvah of Gidah Nasha. And then he has an arichus in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel when he's discussing Hilchos Yom Kippur about when you're chayiv. So he has the following question. He says, two sveikus in eating something Tok Kedei Achilas Pras. Suffix number one, does that apply to you or does that apply to the average person? Meaning, if it takes you, let's say you're a very fast eater, so you would eat a pras in, I don't know, 5 minutes. But the average person would eat a pras in 10 minutes. So which one is it? Do you have 5 minutes to eat it? Do you have 10 minutes to eat it? That's his first suffix. And suffix number two is every food equal? Meaning, do I have to eat matzah at the same rate that I would eat pas chitin? And do I have to eat meat at the same rate that I would eat cookies? Or is there a separate shear for every single food based on the same amounts? How long would it take me to eat 4 beitzim of cookies? You know, that's how long I have to eat a kezias of cookies. And how long would it take me to eat 4 beitzim of meat? That's how long I have to eat a kezias of meat, which is not the same amount of time. You don't cut the cookies. You don't dip the cookies in something else. But you have milk. But you don't savor the cookie in the same way as maybe if you're having an expensive steak, you might eat it more slowly to enjoy it more, or vice versa. Let's say you like cookies better than steak. I don't know. So there's definitely a different eating rate for a bagel than there is for a steak. And
the other side of that subject is, what will be the standard?
Pas chitin, right? That's this gemara right here. Pas chitin. That's the din for kol Torah kula. If you want to eat a kezias of steak, you have the tok kedei achilas pras of pas chitin, right? And so too for every halacha. So that's the double suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. So obviously it's a chumrah and a kula, like we said before, right? If you're a fast eater, so it's a chumrah. Come Pesach time, you have to eat a kezayis, and come bracha achrona time every day, right? So if you want to be able to make a bracha achrona, if you want to be yotzi your kezayis of matzah on Pesach, so you have to eat it in a faster way than, you know, according to your normal standard of eating. But it's a kula when it comes to Yom Kippur. If Nebuch, you have to eat pachas mikashir, so then you have to only wait 5 minutes, as opposed to everybody else has to wait 10 minutes. You know, so that would be the chumrah and the kula tzad of whether or not you yourself are a fast eater or not. Fine. So he wants to bring a raya that it's definitely tolui in a ben adam benoni, and it's not tolui in you. What's his raya? So he quotes a mishnah in Maseches Kelim. There's a few days in Maseches Kelim. Mishnah Maseches Kelim is Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Right? So the Mishnah says, they're discussing different shitos, and it quotes a Yesh Omrim, that in certain halachas, they go based on the individual. They don't go based on the minhag ha'olam. And the Mishnah has a list of a few halachas, and one of the halachas that's mentioned is kimlo lugmo biyom ha'kippurim. Right? As you know, the Gemara in Yuma quotes this lemaisa, and it says that when it comes to melo lugmo, so everyone is different. Og melech habashan has a much bigger melo lugmo than the average person, and the Gemara, I think, quotes that exact analogy, right? That if you have a huge cheekful, then that's your shear for yishuv hadas on Yom Kippur, versus a person who's a much smaller person has a smaller melo lugmo, so that's his shear of yishuv hadas for drinking on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara, so what the Minchas Chinuch basically says is, look, the Mishnah and Kalim had the golden opportunity. They were already Osek in Hilchus Yom Kippur. They had a golden opportunity to tell you how long is Kedei Achilas Pras, is it Tully in the individual? Right? It was listing off things which are Dafka Tully in the individual, and it skipped this shear of Kedei Achilas Pras. So Elamai, you have to say that that's something which is not Tully in the individual. That's something which is Tully in the average person, how much time it takes them to eat a Pras. That's raya number one. So he quotes another raya, which is actually from our Gemara. If you take a look in our Gemara, on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis.
Yeah. Those cases of the Mishnah list, that are telling totally individual, were all those things totally on the physical aspect of an individual and not just the capability?
I don't remember. I'd have to see the Mishnah again. I don't remember, honestly. I would have to look at it again. I saw it earlier today, but I forgot what the whole list was. But definitely check it out. Anyway, if you look in the Gemara, Mimbeis, it's the last daf in Lulav HaGazel / first daf in Lulav HaRava. So it's not really a diuk from the Gemara, but it says at what age do you have to be marchik from the tzoa of a katan? Right, at what age do you have to be marchik from the tzoa of a katan? What age is it tzoa considered that it's legit and you can't do anything near it? So it says from the time that he can eat a kezias, and then the Gemara quotes, I think Rav Chisda says that it's a kezias betoch kedei achilas pras. Right? Is that Rav Chisda? Oh, I can't find it in the Gemara right now for some reason. But I believe it is Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. Anybody do that Gemara recently? Yeah, it's Rav Chisda over here. It's the fourth line in the Gemara. So he says, and the second line already starts off, Yochel Lechol Kezayis Dagan Marchiyan Mitzoaso Umimeme Raglov Arba Amos. So when the kid is already eating solid foods, what's solid foods? Kezayis Dagan. Right? So then you have to be Marchik from his Tzoa in order to do any type of. Dover Shabbat Kedusha, etc. Right, Rashi says, Linyan Kriyash Ma'al Tefillah. Right, you have to be Dalad Amos away. So, Amar Rav Chisda, V'hu She'yachol Lo'ochlo B'kedei Achilas Pras. He has to be able to consume it, Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. And then Rashi right away says, Libenoni, for the average individual. Avon Tzorech Ze'akotan Lishos Yoser Mikan, Harehu Ke'ochel Achshav Chatzi Zayis, Ulamachar Chatzi Zayis. But if it takes him longer than Kedei Achilas Pras, so it's like today he had half his eyes, and tomorrow he had half his eyes. Shekein halach l'moshe misinai, shein achila mitztarefes l'shehi aruka mizu. Because we have our halach l'moshe misinai, as we see on our Gemara on Daf Hei Amid Beis Vav Amud Aleph, that you can't be mitztaref two achilos that have a shehiya of longer than Kedei Achilas Pras inside. So the Minchas Chinuch says, you see, it's a beferish Rashi. I don't have to be done in the whole Inyan anymore. Says Rashi says Beferish that we're talking about a Ben Adam Benoni, because otherwise the kid would have had his own shear. Right? The kid should have had a shear of Kedei Achilas Pras, how much he normally eats, and then he would be able to eat it Toch Kedei Achilas Pras. So Rashi says Dafka no, Dafka Ben Adam Benoni, and thus it's not something which is totally on the individual. So that's how he's poshed his initial question. Definitely talking about an objective shear, not subjective to the person. Okay, so that's issue number one. Issue number two, he has more of an arichas, and he says that what do you do if the food takes longer to eat? He gives the example, he says that what about if you eat nevela, right? If you eat nevela So you have two types of nevela. You have you be chayiv malchus if you eat, you know, barbecued, you know, non-kosher meat, or if you ate raw non-kosher meat, you'd be chayiv in both cases. You get malchus. However, it takes a person, if he wants to eat raw meat, it's going to take him a lot longer to consume that than if he's going to eat cooked meat. So therefore, should the shear be the same? Let's say it takes a person to eat a pras of I think he uses the example of, it takes a person to eat a pras of cooked meat 15 minutes. So would it take him, would he get the same 15 minutes? It's going to be harder for him to accomplish eating kezias of raw meat within 15 minutes. So if he eats the kezias of raw meat in 20 minutes, is he chayv malchus or not? So that's the shaila that he's working on. Yeah. Our Gemara over here. No, can't say. You can't say if it's lav dafka. He's going to answer up for our Gemara. I mean, simply put, I'll just tell you what he says now. He says our Gemara is talking about one case. He's talking about a bayis hamenuga. So in a bayis hamenuga, you have to wait kedei achilas pras. That's not a food. Right? It says bayis hamenuga is not a food that you have, that you know how long is kedei achilas pras. So there's a halacha Moshe Misinai that says what? That it's talking about paschitin, not pasorin. Right? But we don't have any other way of knowing what type of kedei achilas pras. And Faker, he wants to be medayik from Rashi that there is a different shear for paschitin than for pasorin. No, it's not a muchrach diak at all, just for the record, right? Because you could just as easily say from Rashi that when being koveya, what kedei achilas pras is, do you use paschitin or do you use pasorin? Right? Not that there exist different shiurim of Toch Kedei Achilas Pras, which one should we select? Right? That's how the Minchas Chinuch wants to read Rashi. But he says, but you could read it the Minchas Chinuch's way. So there's definitely, that it's possible to read it that way. So that's, he actually wants to quote our Gemara as a raya for his shita, that by Samanuga, since there's no frame of reference, we have Allah Moshe Misi, and I choose the one of the many, many shiurim of Kedei Achilas Pras, choose the one of pas chitin. But huadin, you could have chosen meat, you could have chosen pasorin, you could have chosen chicken, whatever, anything under the sun has its own shear of toch kedei achilas pras. That's what he wants to taina. Right, so lemaisa, he comes to that maskana, right, and he actually quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, quotes the Mishnah Lamelech. That is in the Rambam. One second. That is quoted in the Rambam Hilchos Brachos Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis. It's the only Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Brachos that the Mishnah Lamelech has the famous suffix, and this is Halacha Lamaisa for many people, very much including myself. He says, if you drink coffee, how fast do you have to drink that coffee in order to make a bracha achrona? So he says, on one end, the average person might take longer than, and the Mishnah Lamelech is very careful here. He says he might take longer than either Kedei Shdias Revius or Kedei Achilas Pras to drink his coffee. Right? Why does he do that? He says because there's a big machlokes Rishonim. There's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros in Perek Yedalet Halachates writes that the shear is Kedei Shdias Revius. Right? That's quoted by the Tur. In Tafri Shid Beis, I think the Tur sides with the Rambam on that one, if I'm not mistaken. And the Ravid, the Rambam also says in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. So the Ravid in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros, I don't think says anything. The Ravid in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel, is Masig on the Rambam, and he says, what are you talking about? You're coming up with a brand new shear that's never been invented before. He says, the shear is the same as it is for eating. You have the time period of Kedei Achilas Pras to drink a Revius in order to, you know, be considered that you drank anything. Or you drank anything, sorry. So otherwise, it doesn't, you know, if you, Kedei Shdias Revius is impossible. So there's tons of nafkaminas. You know, the simple nafkaminas are drinking from a water fountain, right? It's amazing how little water you get when you drink from a water fountain, right? Because most of the water is holich li'ibud, goes back down the drain when you drink from a water fountain. Very little of the water gets in your mouth. So some people dafka drink from the water fountain out of a cup. Some people, when they drink from the water fountain, dafka drink very little. They don't drink a revius. You know, some people drink, I don't know. Some people try to fill up their mouth really, to fill up their mouth full of water so they Definitely try to get in a lot of water at one time. I don't know. There's different eitzes. You know, the best eitz is to use a cup at the water fountain, or to, you know, in addition to your drinking at the water fountain, try to be mechayev yourself in a bracha achron in some other way. But I think in Lakewood, when we went to visit, I've only been to the yeshiva twice. One time was on the 11th grade trip. So I think they had like a stack of cups next to the water fountain. So so I told the chevra, I said, Stam, it's because of this machlokas rishonim. It's not, I don't think they're anti-water fountains, but... That's also good. That's also good. Yeah. You can write a whole RJJ article on the halachas of water fountains. You know, first you get the Shabbos aspect in there, then you get the bracha rishona, the bracha achrona. Water fountains are, they're the enemy of Judaism. I don't know. Whatever. I'm saying. I don't know. If you wanna write one. I don't know. I don't think anybody's done it yet. What? Oh, to write on water fountains? Tell him he's gotta get on it now. That's it. It's a race to see who's gonna send Rabbi Cohen the water fountain article. You know, all right. There's probably more in Yanim to be Mayan, and also filtered water. Can you drink from a water fountain in New York City? Throw that one in. I don't know. So, all right. Anyway, Solomaisa. This is a separate machlokas rishonim between the Rambam and the Ravid. And again, the Mechaber doesn't really help us that much because if you look in the Mechaber. In Hilchos Yom Kippur, again, Tav Rishit Beis, Sif Yud, he just quotes both Deis. He doesn't paskin. So.
But if you say that it's about individual thing, then by coffee, you'd have however much time it takes for someone to drink coffee in that amount of time?
Mechora, yeah.
And therefore, there would be no issue. You wouldn't have as much of an issue with.
Yeah, right. If you drank coffee normally, like a normal person. Not necessarily. We're just going slowly. So the Mechaber basically doesn't paskin. He quotes both days in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah also points out, he says, it's a machlokes ad hayom hazeh, which day is the ikar day in the Mechaber. He says, if you read the Mechaber, it's mashma, maybe one day is more ikar. He says, but if you look in the Gro and others, then the other day is more ikar. So he says we're still stuck. So the Mishnah Lamelech sort of covers his bases, and he says, if you're drinking coffee, so l'chora, you have a decent chance of not finishing it, either b'tok deshidius revius or b'tok deachilus pras. So he doesn't want to get involved. He says, that machlok is being what it is. So he says, l'maisa, you might not even finish the coffee. You might not even drink a revius b'tok deachilus pras. That's a little bit hard to imagine, but okay, l'maisa. Let's take his word for it on that one. So he says, the question is, do you have to make a bracha achrona? So he quotes a yesh omrim that says that k'dei achilus pras and k'dei shidius revius is going to be subjective to each food, right? It's not good. So coffee is going to have its own k'dei achilus pras and k'dei shdias revius, whereas soda and water would have a different one. So he says, but he himself paskins against that. He says it's not true. Really, there is an objective shear for k'dei achilus pras, and it's not totally on what food we're talking about. And he brings an interesting raya. He quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Shar Avos HaTumah, in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis, the Rambam there is discussing, let's say you eat a Meichel Tamei, so you then, there's a din that you become Tamei as well. Right? So he says, but the Rambam says in Halacha Yud Aleph that you don't become Tamei unless you are eating a Kezias or a Revius, and it has to be B'tok Kedei Achilas Pras. The question is, why did he say drinking something B'tok Kedei Achilas Pras when we just said before, that's not his Shita? All right, there's a Magid Mishnah that deals with that. He says, Dafka by Tum and Tara, not by other things. Okay, whatever. But Lamaisa, the Magid Mishnah is not there, it's somewhere else. Perakas. Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. Right, but the Magid Mishnah is not there. I forgot where the Magid Mishnah is. But he just says, I think, it's that's dafka by tum and tara, but not by hilchos brachos and hilchos yisur v'heter. It's a different, the Rambam sticks to his guns over there. But he says, what about a woman who is tmeya? She's a rishon l'tumah, and her child nurses from her. So the Rambam says, the child is not tameh. Why? Because the child drank a revius b'yoser mikdei achilas pras. So the kid didn't drink a revius quickly enough. So says the Mishnah Lamelech, if it's true that there's a separate shear for every food, so l'chora nursing, it's normal to drink, in a longer shear than k'dei achilas pras anyway. So l'chora, the kid should be tamei as long as the kid drank a revius normally, not tokei de'achilas pras. So he says, so you see that the shita of Rambam is that we don't give a subjective shear for every single food. Rather, there's one objective shear, like we say in the Gemara here, pasor and mechzav olchav lift unfinished. No, he's tamei. Baby's tamei. Yeah, he's talking about whether you eat a Michael tamei, so you're tamei. So that's not, the kid's not going to get malchus. Anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch is not convinced by that raya at all. So Minchas Chinuch is basically saying, I just dealt with that question. He says, I said there's two different factors. Factor number one, the person. Factor number two, the food. So Mimela, you know, we saw the Gemara and Ksuvis last year that obviously past a certain age, you're not allowed to nurse. But Louis Yitzur was possible for an adult to nurse, so an adult would be able to drink a revius betoka de achilas pras. So he says, so the baby gets judged as a ben adam benoni, like I said in Rashi. So that's not a kasha based on the Rambam against my shita. So I hold the ikar psak is that every food gets its own shear, and that Rambam is nothing, is not nichnas into this parsha at all. So he rejects the raya of the Mishnah Melech, but the Maaseh of the Mishnah Melech is on the books like that. At the end, he quotes a couple of extra Maaseh Makomos. He has another raya against him that he's docha in a similar fashion. Know, it's all the same lumdus over there. But he quotes a Prima Gadim who's Mesupik. Halacha l'maaseh, there is no real conclusion to this shaila. So it's really best to avoid the shaila entirely. I heard in the name of Rav Moshe, I didn't get a chance to look it up inside. I don't think I ever saw it inside. That Rav Moshe said, if you're drinking coffee or you're drinking tea or other hot drinks, so he just gives you an eitzah to avoid the machlokis altogether. He says, you know, if you have, let's say, a big cup of coffee and you get to the end of it, so then just wait till you get to the end of the coffee, till whatever you have. What does Rav Moshe hold a revius? Is 3.3 ounces or something like that? So the shita, so wait till you have 3.3 ounces left. And in the stomach, it's pretty cool by the time you get down there. And then you can drink it normally, like the same way you would drink juice or water or anything else. So that way you avoid the whole issue. So, okay. So unless you're somehow in a tremendous rush to finish your whole cup of coffee in under a certain amount of time, so you'll be able to finish it at a normal pace. And by the time you get to the end, you'll be able to drink a revius, betoch shtias revius. And that way you'll avoid the whole machlokis Rambam and the Ravid, and you'll be yotzei according to every day in the mechaber, and you'll be able to say a bracha achrona. Or you could just avoid the thing entirely by having something else, which is also bar nefashis. But whatever. All right. Yeah.
In terms of like making a bracha on coffee or anything like hot like that, if you make the bracha and then you go to taste it and it's too hot, so you don't really get anything.
You get a mashu, I don't know. You get something. You get a lot of pain. I don't know.
You get, like,
yeah. Listen, this. Like most things in life, try your best to do things with seichel. You know, make sure that it's drinkable before you make the bracha. Listen, for te'ima, you don't really need a bracha. So if you do want to do a te'ima in advance,
to see if it's hot or not.
Right, the minig is to spit it out. But that's already a machlokas Rambam Ravid also, I think, whether or not you even need to spit it out for te'ima. I'm pretty sure the Rambam says you can swallow it, and the Ravid is the one who says to spit it out. Or maybe I got it backwards. I don't know. There's also, I'm saying, so... Technically speaking, if you were mesupik, whether or not you'd be able to drink any of it, so you could do teima and then spit it out for sure, you'd be okay. If you're not into spitting things out, then just wait a little bit. You know, I'm sure in a few seconds it'll be okay. Leave it uncovered for 45 seconds and blow into it, and you'll be okay.
Issues that come up off of myself that you don't realize that you're not doing the achilas pras. How you notice?
Well, we got water fountains. We got hot drinks. Yeah, I guess. I guess.
Shabbos day with the
hamotzi. What do you mean, eating the challah?
Yeah.
How hard is it to eat a kazayis of challah?
No, so you like eat, take a bite, and they're going all over the place.
Right. So if you're eating challah on Shabbos, you know, everything you know, try to be smart about it. Again, kazayisim. You can read Rabbi Bodner's kazayis book to know how much of is a kazayis of everything. You know, and he's got you know you've seen the book, right? Great book. Yeah, it's got life size pictures and everything. Saying like, so you'll know how much is a kazayis berach, and you know you'd be okay with that. You should.
So if you fail to eat a kazayis.
Oh, sunflower seeds. That's the big hack, right? Sunflower seeds. You know what I'm talking about? Did you guys get to the big tosis on Beria yet?
Yeah.
So sunflower seeds. So it's a big sukkah onion. Anyway, so you have this gemara here on Davav, and you have the big tosis on Chavav. What is it? Chavav Mebeis? Yeah, Chavav Mebeis.
And then this.
And then, this is all Maseches Sukkah right here. No? So who would have thought sunflower seeds are such a big Inyan Sukkah? Right? So what's the Inyan? So you have two problems in terms of how much you're going to eat, meaning on one hand, you're going to eat the sunflower seeds. Most likely, you're not going to eat a kezayis toch kedei achilas pras. Right? But on the other hand, it's a beria. So you're going to... Right, I always give the disclaimer that Lanias Daiti, the word is bria, right? It's a bria, no? I says, okay, now that we've officially said that it's a bria, we'll call it a beria from here on in. But why would it be a beria? Saying...
There's no
what?
There should be no
N. No, but I'm saying it's a bria that, like, it's a creation. It's a full creation. It's a bria, like Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? It doesn't say bracious Beria Elohim, Shemaim Azaris. Gracious Bar Elohim, I don't know. It's a Bria, right? Okay, whatever. When you read the Mishnah in Makkos, so you say, Lifnei Shehu Kibriyasa, right? By enamel, right? So it's Kibriyasa, or not. Okay, whatever. Anyway, so what was I talking about? Anyway, sunflower. Sorry. sunflower seeds. On one hand, it's a beria. On the other hand, you're probably not going to get a kezayis toch kedei achilas pras. So if you're ever eating something in the sunflower seed family, so it's important, try to make sure you have a drink of water also. If something else you can say a bar nefoshes on, that way you don't have to get involved in the suffix, because you're going to end up with a sveik sveika then, because you have all the rishonim who think that a beria gets a bracha achrona, and you also have the Minchas Chinuch who thinks that anyway, as long as you ended up eating a kezayis of sunflower seeds in the normal sunflower seed speed, you know, so then you would also have to make a bracha achrona. And on the other hand, you have the normative psak that we don't make a bracha achrona on a beria, and we don't make a bracha achrona on the Minchas Chinuch's definition of kedei achilas pras. So you're really getting involved in all kinds of sveikas there. So it's good to avoid it if you can. I don't know. I'm sure there's plenty of other inyanim you could think of on your own, but it's the same svaras. Okay. Anyway, so.